Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. It's great to have you here. Join me, Gem Swallow, every Friday as I talk happiness and living life to the fullest. I talk about what I try and what I come across, along with mindset and motivation, health and fitness. That's Quirky Gems Podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. Would you like to advertise here on Quirky Gems Podcast? I've got two packages available for you. The intro package gets you an advert read out right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You'll get your socials, a website. It's available. You'll also get a link in my link tree. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal, £6, available worldwide. The Let's Get Social package. You get your advert read out right here. Right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You also get your link available in my Twitter. Every time I drop a new podcast, you will get seen by my followers. You will also get your link in my link tree. How amazing is that? £12 for 1 month. Payment via PayPal available worldwide. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. In World War II, around 3 million British people were evacuated. G.M. Morrison has interviewed over 600 and put together a book of their poetry, written them or looking back, together with photographs. Rhymes and Remembrance. Poems written by Britain's Second World War evacuees, available on Amazon via Gems Linktree. Raising Awareness. Hiya, I'm Gem. How are you? I hope you're doing well. Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. So, this is something that I have been playing with in my head for a couple of weeks. I'm in this place where when you have or living with cancer, it's not a place you want to be. A lot of people don't want it in their life. They're terrified of it. But for me, it's more, I don't want to go through my life ever having a regret. And when I look back over what's happened, I think, if I had gone sooner, if I had done something, I wouldn't be going through this now. But the answer is still the same. How can you fight what you don't know is there? I actually have recently, I've done a guest blog post. So, Jordan, if you're listening, hi, thank you so much again. I did a guest blog post because there were so many cancer adverts on TV, even when I was hooked up to a chemotherapy pump. I was sat there on a recliner chair at home watching TV where they talk about cancer. And you're thinking, mate, I know, I'm sat here treating a little. So, you're sat there thinking, they're telling you about whether you're going to live or die. They're telling you about treatment and funding. I know about breast cancer, what to look out for there. I know about cervical cancer. But what about the others? Because when you're sat in a waiting room and you're looking at other people and they have head and neck cancer and you're thinking, why the hell isn't there an advert about this? Why the hell isn't there more awareness about the fact that this thing is there and it can kill? I remember something keeps going through my head when I got shown my x-ray, and my x-ray showed that my windpipe was clear
And I thought, okay, I'm still alive then. I'm still breathing. Okay, that's cool. It's good to know. It shouldn't actually say it, but okay. But what angers me is there is no awareness. When I had my patch on my tongue, if you have an advert say, just say like, if you have a patch or something's not right, you know, go to the doctor. I get angry about it because it could have been avoided so early on. So, I've looked at myself through this and I thought, okay, I am a podcaster, but I know that advocating for something is exhausting and I don't want to spend all my energy getting it out there. I don't really want to be known as a poster girl for oral cancer. Yes, it started on my tongue and it spread to my lymph nodes. That's what it is now. It hasn't spread anywhere else. Even though my consultant says I presented symptoms late, I'm still here. And I think, okay. But I do think they kind of put doom and gloom on it a bit. But for me, I don't want to be a poster girl for cancer. I'm kind of thinking, if and when this goes, I don't want to be my legacy to be like, oh, Jem, you know, she had cancer, you know. My mum had cancer when she was younger. And she spent the majority of her adult life trying to forget about it. But for me, I'm of a mind that, okay, if it's within my power to change it, change the narrative, then great. I'm trying to share the fact that, you know, with treatment, it can change. But in the new year, I'm talking to a radio friend about getting more awareness out there on the radio. And I've also done a guest blog. But there has to be more. And the thing is, will this become a new one that it kind of comes up through the ranks where no one's actually sitting down thinking, okay, we're not doing anything about this? Cervical cancer, every woman and man knows about it. But HPV virus can trigger this. That is what I think triggered mine. And surely there has to be more awareness about that. And what annoys me about it is there isn't. We hear about brain tumours, like, if you have a headache, you worry it might be a brain tumour if it lasts a long time. And it's like, I've never heard of tongue cancer. I've never heard of neck cancer. My maternal grandmother, my nan, she died of throat cancer. But if she were here, she'd tell you. It's because she left it too late. And she didn't really open up to anyone about it. Not even my mum. She thought, like, she hands it herself, everything would be okay. But for me, it's like, okay, I know about it because my nan had it. My nan had throat cancer. Mine was tongue and neck. But there has to be more awareness. How do you do that? And I haven't got the energy as a one-woman show to do it all. And I think to myself also, if the odds are in my favour and I survive this, my family will say, you will survive, we're going to, you're beating the little shit. But if the odds are in my favour, I would rather move on from this and talk about other things, because life moves on. So, I don't want to be known as a poster girl for it, but I do want more awareness. So, what do you do with that? Answers on a postcard, please. Thank you for listening. This is Wacky Gems Podcast. I am Gems Swallow.
Get involved on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem.